One month ago today, 17-year-old Trayvon Martin was killed in Sanford, Florida. In his honor, an entire congregation of Florida churchgoers wore hooded sweatshirts to services yesterday. And it wasn't just in Florida. All around the country, in churches, in public spaces, in New York, Chicago, Atlanta, in many cities, supporters of Trayvon's family rallied over the weekend, many of them wearing hoodies, most of them calling for the arrest of Trayvon's killer, George Zimmerman. At a White House press conference on Friday, President Obama was asked to comment on this case. He noted first that as the leader of the executive branch, he has to be careful when speaking about an ongoing investigation. But
my main message is to the parents of Trayvon Martin. You know, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon. And, you know, I think they are right to expect that all of us as Americans are going to take this with the seriousness it deserves and that we're going to get to the bottom of exactly what happened.
Joining us now, Ron Christie, Takeaway contributor and Republican political strategist, and also Zilla, who's an editor for Global Grind. Thank you both for joining us, first of all.
Good morning, Celeste.
You know, I think, let me begin with you, Ron, because some of the statements that have come since President Obama's statements, that Newt Gingrich's reaction saying that the president was race baiting, it appears to me that we just have not gotten to a healthy place, a safe space in which to talk about race yet.
I think that's exactly right. And, you know, there was so much hope for President Obama of really ushering in a post-racial America. And people thought that America had shattered a ceiling, that we were moving forward in a different direction. And I think what the Trayvon Martin case exemplifies is the fact that right beneath the surface, people are still very, very touchy, very, very concerned about talking about matters of race. And unfortunately, I think some individuals have sought to exploit this terrible tragedy in terms of racial relations. And we need justice, not a race war in this country at this time.
Well, Zilla, editor at Global Grind, you know, Ron is saying that perhaps things haven't gotten better since President Obama went in office. Many of us hoped that it would. There are some who say the discussions of race are worse now since President Obama took office. What do you think?
I think that there has been a discussion about race since Obama has taken office, at least in the Black community. We are holding ourselves more responsible, and we see a future that we didn't see previously. There has always been a discussion about race. We're having one right now. That's going to be a tough discussion. Is it going to get heated? Yes, it should get heated. What has been done to the Black man and the Black woman in America since, you know, the founding of this nation is going to be a heated discussion. But it's a discussion that needs to be had.
Well, we seem to be having it, Zilla, quite a bit. I mean, it's come up in a number of different situations. Remember, the president kind of got in trouble for remarks he made after the arrest of Professor Gates, Skip Gates. But I'm not sure that we've actually had anything productive come out of all these different discussions. What do you think?
Have we had anything productive come out of it? No, because it's not over. I mean, you don't get to a result until the conversation is over. But, I mean, I think right now the discussion that's being had is that white people are looking at Black people a little bit differently. If a Black guy has a hoodie right now in this last week or two since the news really broke, it's a little different. They don't immediately assume that it's a threat. But as Black men and Black women, we do need to be more conscious of feeding these stereotypes. And it's a tough thing to say, but you know, if you're in a grocery store line and it's not moving fast enough and someone starts to mouth off or say something a little bit aggressively because they're in a bad mood or you get into a fender bender and you're upset, or you're on the train and you start yelling at an old lady, there's things that we need to be more conscious of, because this fuels the stereotypes of America and of Black people. So it's just something we need to be more conscious of. But at the end of the day, I think all races are getting to know each other a little bit better and a little bit more. There's been a tanning of America, so to speak.
Well, that sounds positive. That's Zilla, who's an editor at Global Grind, which is an online magazine dealing with hip-hop news and issues. Also with us, Ron Christie, Republican political strategist. Ron, let me just ask you, do you think that the Trayvon Martin case is only about race? Is it about police procedure? What is it about?
Well, no. Let's look at the facts, Celeste. The facts are that a unarmed young Black male was shot and killed in Sanford, Florida. That's what we know. We know there's a dispute of whether or not George Zimmerman left his vehicle, and whether or not he pursued Trayvon, whether or not he shot him in cold blood, or whether he was acting in self-defense. And the lawyer in me is trying to really find a way to calm things down. I might have a very passionate view as to what I think may have happened, but I'm also a lawyer and trained to be dispassionate about looking at the facts, and we don't have enough facts in this case. And there are so many people who want to turn this into a racial situation or, you know, light a cauldron that is going to inflame America. And I just say that for the Al Sharpens of the world, chill out. The facts will come out. The federal government's investigating. The state of Florida's investigating. The city of Sanford's investigating. There will be enough time to have all the opportunity before a grand jury and before a jury of peers to determine the fate of George Zimmerman in this case. And I just don't want this to turn into a racially inflamed situation.
So how do you make it positive then, Ron? What do you say to the many African-American parents around the country that are saying, how do I keep my kids safe?
There was a very interesting article and the Washington Post over the weekend, where they said, you know, parents need to have the talk. And I think the talk is exactly right. I had the talk when I was about 10 or 11 years old, where my parents said, you need to be very, very concerned when you're in a different situation and people might mistake you for doing something. And, you know, you need to make sure that you're not a threat. And I hate the fact that we have to have that conversation. But if it's one thing that we can do to bring people together as Americans and to try to dispel some of the terrible racial stereotypes we've had, I think that's a positive move forward.
Ron Christie is a Takeaway contributor and Republican political strategist and contributor to It's a Free Country. Also joining us, Zilla, an editor at Global Grind, which is an online magazine dealing with hip-hop news and issues. Thank you both.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
We want to get your thoughts on this. As always, you can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post your comment at thetakeaway.org.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.